Hi everyone, welcome to Lecture 10 of Open Refine. In today's lesson, we will have a look at how we can sort data in a column. Before you continue with this lecture, make sure that you include both the entries from the previous lesson. So I included only one of the species, so I want to make sure that I exclude it again so that both are included. So you should have 48 matching rows. So we can sort the data in a column by using the drop-down menu available in that column. You can sort by text, numbers, dates, or booleans. Booleans refer to true or false values. You can also specify in what order you want to put the blanks and errors in the sorted results. So for example, let's sort the month column. So you need to scroll to the left until you find the column MO for month. If we click on the dropdown, we will see that there is a sort option available with three dots. It means that it is the first time that we are sorting and no other columns are sorted yet. So we can click on that. And as you can see, you can choose to sort the values in this column as text, numbers, dates, or booleans. So we want to treat this data as numbers. However, when you import a project or import data into OpenRefine when you create a project, the data is automatically treated as text. It is imported as text. Even though we as humans see numbers, OpenRefine imports everything as text. In this case, we want to sort the month column as numbers. This does not mean that the data is actually changed to numbers. It is still text. But for sorting purposes, it will treat the data as numbers. If you want to sort the blanks to the top of the results, you can drag and drop these bars around. So I'm just going to put it at the bottom again. We want to see the valid values on top. And we want to sort from smallest first. After you've done that, you can click OK. If you try to resort a column that you have already used, you will see that the sort menu changes slightly. Previously, it was sort dot dot dot. Now it changed to sort with sub-menu options available. If you choose the sort dot dot dot, it will enable you to modify the original sort. You can also reverse the order of the sort or remove the sort completely. So as an exercise, I would like you to sort the data by plot. So there is the column called plot, and I want you to sort that column and answer the question, what years were observations recorded for plot one in this filtered data set? So remember, we are only working with 48 matching rows. So what years were observations recorded for plot one in this filtered data set? I also want to show you how you can sort by multiple columns. So multiple column sort will depend on the order in which you select columns to sort. So to restart the sorting process with a particular column, we can choose the option sort by this column alone when you choose the sort option. So for example, if we wanted to sort the data chronologically, we would first need to sort by year, then by month, and then by day. So we currently have this month column sorted. So you can also click on this dropdown next to sort and remove the sort before you continue. Or alternatively, we can go to the year column and go to the sort menu. And we can choose sort by this column alone. This will discard any previous sort operations that you performed. So once again, we can sort the year column by treating the data as numbers. And we will sort from smallest first. After you've selected those options, click OK. So now we want to continue with the sort. So the next column that we need to sort is the month column. So once again, click on the dropdown, click on sort. And now don't check the box for sort by this column alone because we want to keep the previous sort that we did on the year column. Once again, choose the numbers and leave the rest as is and click OK. So now we have the year and then the month sorted. Now we finally need to do the day column. So click on the drop down and click on sort. Once again, choose to sort the values as numbers and leave the rest of the options as is and click OK. So now our data has been sorted chronologically. If you go back to one of the columns that you already sorted, for example, the month column, and you choose to remove this sort, the year and the day column will still be sorted, but the month column will be removed from the multiple sort. So for an exercise, I want you to sort the year, month, and day column in some order that you would like. You can be creative. Try to sort it as numbers or text, and try to sort it in reversed order, from largest to smallest, or from Z to A. Make sure that you then go to sort and remove sort to remove the sort on the second of the three columns and see how the order changes. This is the end of lecture 10. In the next lecture, we will have a look at how we can examine numbers in OpenRefine.